Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Your time right now is 6:03 on the West Coast, because you know who I am. That's right, Queen of the Northwest Quarter. Don't mess with me. And on the East Coast right now, it is 9:03. Well, we're going to have a good time today. I have so much news to bring y'all. Yes, and I do have my clown shoes on. By the way, the chat room is open. Let me give you the phone number. You are more than welcome to call in with your comment or opinion. Always welcome. The area code is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. As I said, welcome to In the Studio with Linus, a.k.a. Gaia Bocelli. So, a lot of stuff has went on since last... Last Wednesday, what, France got bombed, Hardy acted a fool again on the Dallas Cowboys. Charlie Sheen came out that he's HIV, Yeah, positive. Not AIDS, but HIV. I myself, I don't see too much difference. But anyway, okay, so with that, we are going to get on the good foot. And let me tell y'all about what's up in the news, okay? You know I got to go to entertainment news. That's first off, okay? Without a doubt. So, that's right. Breaking news, y'all. Breaking news. After 61 years of marriage, God bless both of y'all. Because I don't think I could stay after 10, but God bless you for the 61 years that you were together. Joe and Katherine Jackson are calling it quits. Was it the side Johns, babies outside the marriage, crazy behavior, and scams that broke up the two? No. And my head is going like a sister? No. It was Joe accusing Katherine of having a hand and the death of their son, Michael Jackson. How cold is that shit, y'all? That's pretty raw. Katherine was floored, I bet, when Joe made this statement and said his words were unforgivable. I don't blame you, Miss Katherine. Joe, 81, also has a problem with money, and she has vowed he is not getting any of her money. Well, go on with it, Captain. Wait a minute, girl. We all in the studio want to give you a hand clap, okay? We got to give Captain an applause, y'all. Mm-mm-mm. She didn't come to the party. You hear? She came to the party. So, anyway, Captain is the legal guardian of Michael's kids, and she is planning to protect them at any cost, even if it means dumping Joe. You go, Miss Catherine. Catherine is 80 years old and has had enough of Joe. She has tried to divorce him 2 times before, but friends said she really means it this time. In other words, Michael Jackson's news gets ready for the new Michael Jackson video game. Soon we will be able to moonwalk, spin, and slide like the King of Pop. The Michael Jackson Experience comes out in November, and it will be available in Wii, Xbox, PS3, PSP, and DS. If the King of Pop had lived, he would have been 52 years old on the 29th of August. On Saturday the 28th, join us for our musical special celebration of life and legacy of Michael Jackson. Yeah, okay. Now, in other news about Michael Jackson, the trial date has been set, y'all, for Dr. Conrad Murray. You remember who that brother is? Come on now. Think about it. You know, he went away for a minute, and I do say a minute because hardcore people be like, they did that standing on their tippy toes. He is responsible for the death of Michael Jackson. The involuntary manslaughter trial is set for January 4th. Let's see here. I see something is not sounding so copacetic. Because she got married. I'll tell y'all what. I'll tell y'all what. Let me take a quick break. Hello, don't you go nowhere. I mean it. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. Yeah. Back. So sorry for the slight interruption, but I'm sure you enjoyed that music in the garden. You know, it's by Quincy. Anyway, now we're going to get back to entertainment news. What I had was I was given an old print, so I think this is more to what's going on right now. Well, Erykah Badu is hosting this year's Soul Train Awards. The show airs Sunday, November 29th at 8 p.m. on Centric and BET. Babyface and Jill Scott are the night's big honorees, with performances by Bobby Brown, Tevin Campbell, Fantasia, Boys to Men, huh? Cameo, and Mr. R. Kelly. There's also going to be a soul cipher featuring Chrisette Michelle, Casey, Eddie Levert, and Lala Hathaway. Bruno Mars leads all nominees and was the probably the big night's performer, or winner, I should say. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith is returning to TV in a new show for ABC. Pinkett Smith will play a district attorney from Wilmington, Delaware. The show will be called Murder Town, and Mrs. Smith is also an executive producer on the drama. Go on, Jada, with your bad self. Well, SWV reality show SWV Reunited has been canceled. Thank God. After two seasons on the WE channel, in a statement, the lady said they enjoy doing the show but are anticipating their new album coming out next year. SWV will be joining Saturday, November 28th at the WDAS Holiday back in Philly at the Fargo Center. Y'all be sure and get your tickets because you know what? Jill Scott, New Edition, and Tyrese is going to be there, so go and get your tickets. Vivica A. Fox, Auntie Viv, what you been up to now, huh? Is this going to be some mess or what, huh? Vivica A. Fox had to learn the hard way. You don't come for your ex and not have consequences and repercussions. Say what? Years ago, Fox dated rapper actor 50 Cent. It was a well-publicized romance that ended in heartbreak for Fox. She even proclaimed him as the love of her life. At a recent taping of Watch What Happens with Bravo's Andy Cohen, Auntie Viv insinuated that 50 Cent was gay. After they posted a picture of him and rapper Soulja Boy, well, both rappers came at her hard. 50 said Fox made that statement because he let her lick his ass. Woo-hoo, what? Ouch. TMI. Fox should have stayed away from clowning her ex. Auntie V's has a lot going on, especially as a businesswoman. And she doesn't need her name dragged through the mud. Come on, Vivica. Next year, look for Fox on the hit show Empire playing Cookie Sister. Now, that ought to be interesting, okay? Tracy Morgan is returning to stand-up comedy. The past few months have been tough for Morgan. He was in a limo accident that left his body broken and killed his manager. He settled a lawsuit with the Walmart whose driver and truck were involved in the crash that almost killed Morgan. Reports say he received a whopping $90 million over 10 years as he got his health back. He also remarried longtime girlfriend Megan Wallover. Now he is returning to his first love, stand-up comedy. The Pick Up the Pieces tour is coming to Harrah's Casino in Atlantic City, and check your local Ticketmasters to see where it's playing in your area. But anyway, he'll be in Atlantic City, y'all, next February on the 12th. Well, Wendy Williams gets a daytime extension. The popular TV and radio host just saw her syndicated daytime talker renewed until 2022. Congratulations, Wendy. We are so happy for you, girl. Yes, indeed. That will take Wendy's show all the way into its 13th season. So congratulations. Congratulations. Well, newly announced expectant dad, Eddie Murphy. I know y'all done heard about this already. Baby number 9 with 36-year-old model and girlfriend, Paige Butcher, will receive the Mark Twain Comedy Award and tribute to PBS Monday. You see how they blended that all in? Stuff, wasn't it? They just blended that all in. PBS Monday, November 23rd. That's this week. Or next week, I should say. Then the 6-year-old Murphy will join Mike Epps, Oprah Winfrey, and Kate Hudson in Lee Daniels' biopic of the late comedian and Murphy comedy idol, Richard Pryor. Yeah, because I believe Mike Epps is playing Richard Pryor, and I think Oprah's playing his grandmother. I don't know. I saw that. I read about that here a few months back. So anyway, be looking for that next week. I think it's in a limited, what is it, the first 2 weeks that it's open, it's in a limited edition between, I think, New York, Chicago, and L.A., and 2 weeks later, I think it goes national. Well, here we go right here, y'all. Spike Lee's latest movie, She-Ra, opens in theaters for a limited release December 4th. There you go. Nick Cannon, Samuel L. Jackson, Wesley Snipes, Jennifer Hudson, and Angela Bassett are featured in the controversial film that takes a raw, hard look at the violence in Chicago, Illinois. Hello, somebody. After its limited release, the movie will be released to Amazon Instant Video. So there you go. Well, the 2016 Choice Award nominations are out. Empire is up for Favorite Drama and Actor and Actress for Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson. The Weeknd has the most nomination. He's got 5, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson has 3. Stevie Wonder, Prince, Madonna, Paul McCartney, and Steven Tyler all up for Favorite Music Icons. Will Smith, Janet Jackson, Viola Davis, Vin Diesel, Rihanna, Jesse Williams, Kerry Washington, Taye Diggs, Beyonce, Neo, Ciara, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, Shamar Moore, Wendy Williams, Michael Strahan, WDAS, Steve Hyde, and Philly's own Kevin Hart are all nominees. God bless each and every one of you. You're all winners. Regardless, it has to be a solo, but you're all winners. The People's Choice Awards airs on CBS Wednesday, January 6, 2016, next year. All right. Well, I hear drama coming. What did you do to our money? Fans of the group TLC want to know what their surviving members, T-Boz and Chili, did with the money. What money, you ask? Glad you asked that. The two started a social media page to raise money to cover the cost of doing a new album. Stay with me. Thousands of dollars were raised. Stay with me. But still, no album. What did they do with the money, y'all? Were they ever going to release an album? Huh? Pebbles, who was raked through the coals for all the accusations she faced as TLC's one-time manager, is somewhere laughing her butt off right now, rolling over laughing her butt off. Okay. But again, where the money? Where the money, girls? Okay. Writer-producer Shonda Rhimes of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, has learned to say yes. She just did an interview with Oprah, I think, on Sunday. The TV writer-producer mogul says she spent quite a lot of time shying away from interviews, press opportunities, and many things that would put her firmly in the spotlight. Rhimes tells People magazine that one of her sisters declared, "Rhimes never says yes to anything." She took that to heart. It fueled her work, her family and friendships, and even her fantastic weight loss, which she attributes to smaller portions and much-hated exercise. She also authored the new book, Year of Yes. Rhymes says it was about overcoming fear. The Thank God It's Thursday mastermind will sit down with her fellow TV titan, Oprah Winfrey. Rhymes will discuss career, motherhood. She has 3 young daughters, Emerson, Harper, and Beckett, and losing over 100 pounds, y'all. Chandra looks good. She always was an attractive woman to me as far as that. I always thought she was a good-looking sister, but you ought to see her now. Girlfriend is off the chain, okay? Rhyme sits down with the Mighty O on November 15th. See, I told you it was last Sunday. Super Soul Sunday. So, you know, it's probably in repeat if you got a demand. I don't know what it is for Direct or Dish, but if you have Xfinity on demand, you can pull that show up and watch it. Like I said, I saw it. It was really quite good. She is a shy person, but I would also say she's a very private person as well. Mariah Carey is now directing the holiday movie A Christmas Melody. Will air on December 19th on the Hallmark Channel. Carey's doing double duty because she's also starring in the TV movie with Lacey Chabert. A Christmas Melody will make the singer's directing debut. Sidebar. Whew. Mariah, don't quit your daytime job, okay? That one movie you did way back when, it was disastrous. Now, I will give you kudos for Precious. I didn't know that was you. Girl, don't ever look natural. You better keep your publicist with you day and night. In fact, your makeup artist better go to bed with you. When you come out the shop, boom, she's putting the makeup on. But anyway, yeah, you acted your butt off in that one. But, yeah, keep your daytime job, really, seriously. Beautiful girl, beautiful family. You know what I mean? All right. Ebony Magazine's November cover is the shattered picture of the Cosby Show cast. The article focuses on if the show can be separated from the Bill Cosby rape accusation scandal. Social media is split on the cover. While Cosby's cast member Malcolm Jamal Warner says the cover is disappointing. Now, you know what? I'll have to agree. If you guys haven't seen it or, you know, go to the store or something tonight, look at the cover on Ebony. It's just like a glass. You know, the glass front is on the your frame of your picture. It's shattered, and it's shattered from Cosby's face out to the rest of the cast. And I just thought that was tacky, too. You know, I mean, why are you berating the cast for what Bill Cosby did? This gave them opportunities to shine, you know, and, of course, focus on their careers. They didn't have anything to do with whatever Bill Cosby did behind closed doors. You hear me? So that's not fair. Ebony, you need to retract that, or at least I think, apologize to them for that cover. That just wasn't kosher. I don't think that was very nice of you. Okay, Essence magazine features Bond girl and cover lady Naomi Harris. The magazine also pays tribute to previous African-American actresses who took their turns as Bond girls, including Halle Berry, Gloria Hendry, Trina Parks, and who can forget Grace Jones. Naomi Harris will co-star as Eve Moneypenny with Daniel Craig in the latest James Bond entry, Spectre, in theaters pretty quick. We'll get ready for the live version of The Wiz coming to NBC in December. New Jersey newcomer Shanice Williams will be playing Dorothy. Neo is playing the Tin Man. David Alan Grier is on tap to be the Cowardly Lion. And Elijah Kelly will be playing the Scarecrow. Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, Common, and the woman who helped turn the Broadway play into a legend, Stephanie Mills, as Auntie M, will also be rounding out the cast. The live version of The Wiz airs December 3rd on NBC. Oh, I'm front and center right there. Got my popcorn. How about that? Mm-hmm. Well, Star Wars The Force Awakens open in theaters December 18th. The movie stars British actor John Boyega as Finn, the stormtrooper, the voice of Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o as Maz Kanata, the pirate, and original Star Wars cast members Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. And that's what I have for right now. Oh, no, I got some more entertainment, but, you know, we've got to talk about sports, too. Okay, so let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Go on, get you a little snack or whatever you want, and come on back to your iPad, tablet, phone, computer, whatever. All right? See you in a minute. And this is Dr. John coming at you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. John. Oh, he's close to my heart. That's because I love the piano. Okay. Anyway, okay, getting back. Now, you know what? I got to talk about one more thing in entertainment news, and then we shall move on. Charlie Sheen, AIDS cover-up. Well. Now, what is this? How did he hide this deadly HIV virus for 4 years? The money trail spent millions to silence the truth, proof the leaked emails and text messages. Now, if you've been to my page, you should see it on the Essence of Success Network page and also on my Gail Bocelli page. I have this Inquirer cover. Well, the other night I saw the interview, and yes, he does. He hasn't infected anybody. The woman that he's been with here for the last couple of years, she was tested. She came on the news, said no, she doesn't have the AIDS virus or anything. The children were tested. The boys, I think the two girls are okay with the first wife, but the next wife with the two boys, the boys are fine. So he knew about it for quite some time, but now some of the women that he had sex with, they're like, you know, why didn't he come forward and tell the truth? Well, you know, why did you raw dog with him? I'm not taking up for Charlie Sheen by no means, okay, because to me that's like you're committing murder because, you know, I mean, Magic Johnson, maybe a few others were blessed to have caught it in time and got cured or whatever, but if you've had this for years, come on, man. And how you gonna hide that? See, I don't believe that he's gay. I really do believe that he's a heterosexual straight up. But his drug use, that's where I think that that could have happened. Because you know he was using cocaine and heroin. So who knows? Was he shooting that up, sharing needles, snorting with somebody else, you know, or what? But that I could see. I mean, it's possible sexually too, y'all. I don't know. But I feel like, no. Decades of debauchery have finally caught up to Charlie Sheen. In a bombshell world exclusive, the National Enquirer can reveal that the bad boy actor had been hiding an explosive secret from the world. He is HIV positive. In the next issue of the Enquirer, Beyond Stands, November 18th, this week, today, blows wide open the scandal which they first revealed last month. Get out of here, because I figured the Enquirer is nothing but trash. The Enquirer exposed how a notorious Hollywood womanizer was hiding a deadly health crisis. Our story headline, Hollywood Superstar Desperate Battle with AIDS, did not reveal Sheen's name. Instead, it created a firestorm of speculation over his identity. Now the Enquirer will publish a shocking full story of multi-million-dollar cover-up that will rock Tinseltown, quote-unquote. It's a culmination of dogged 18 months investigation that has uncovered how television one-time highest paid star potentially spread the devastating virus to dozens of unsuspected women. Did I pump that up pretty good for y'all? You know how the news add yeast to it. Charlie Sheen, who is 50 years old, has already begun a regimen of medication meant to counteract the effects of the disease. Sources says, Charlie's outlook is positive, says one informant. Yeah, okay then. Now, that's all I have for entertainment news. Now, let's get to Greg Hardy. I talked about Greg Hardy last Saturday on the show Tailgating, Shout Out and Tailgate Party. It's a collegiate and NFL show. And I talked about Greg Hardy, how NFL was not aware, okay, of how he battered his ex-girlfriend. They hadn't seen the pictures, and once they seen the pictures, then it was a different scenario. Feel me? So anyway, that's enough, right? I already said the brother need anger management, okay? It didn't just start with his ex-girlfriend. That's something that's been back there for quite a while. I don't know if you're mad with women or you just mad with yourself and can't forgive yourself, but you need to get your ass together. So the drama surrounding Dallas Cowboy defensive Greg Hardy continued today as he and teammates had to be separated, y'all, during an altercation prior to today's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ain't that a blip? Per multiple sources, Hardy and fellow defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence got into a shouting match and had to be separated on the sideline after going nose to nose. Really? The saddest part of all this is that the owner, Jerry Jones, you know what I think about him, and head coach Jason Garrett will continue to make excuses for Hardy, who spent the first half of the season on suspension after a domestic violence conviction, appeal, and subsequent settlement last year. This man is a known head case and locker room cancer who is talented but cannot be good for long-term team chemistry. You heard? Campus Sports will further update the Cowboys Hardy soap opera as the story continues. I know that's right. Better ask somebody. Okay, so we covered, was that it? Yeah, okay. Now we'll have some fun. You know, I had to just report about Greg Hardy. Oh, you know what? Hold up, y'all. Hold up. A little bit about the NFL. You know, I got to say a little bit. And don't forget, Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, Tailgate and Shout-Out Party, Dave Capers. He's the one that heads the show. And if you just go to Facebook and plug in Dave Capers, Saturday morning, like I said, 7 o'clock if you're on the West Coast or 10 o'clock on the East Coast, it'll come up, NFL Collegiate Tailgate and Shout-Out Party. And just punch in on that, and, hey, you're good to go. And you'll hear all the guys and me on the air. So, anyway, I looked out this path, which I know we're going to be talking about on Saturday, because I went with two different teams, different from the guys, which normally, you know, I'm kind of going along with them because I'm looking at the stats, too. So, anyway, I just got to tell y'all what the standings are now. Click that on. But anyway, the standings as it is right now in the American Football Conference, New England is number one, 9-0. Let me say that again, 9-0. They might go undefeated all season. Is this Tom Brady's way of saying we can kiss his grits after that football gate? Because I'm telling you, they are playing their behinds off, okay? All right, second in the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills with 5-4, New York Jets 5-4, so they're vying for the second place. And third place is Miami Dolphins. They've had four wins. Now, AFC North, Cincinnati Bengals is 8-1. Good team, another very good team. Right behind them is Pittsburgh Steelers. And third place, you got the Ravens and the Cleveland Browns, 2-7, 2-8. Now, the AFC South, they struggled all season, y'all. Bless their hearts, bless their hearts, bless their hearts. They just, you know, they need help. I needed Dave. See, if Dave was on the phone with me, he'd understand. So in the AFC South, Indianapolis Colts, 4 games, 5 losses. Houston, Texas, 4 games, 5 losses. They're first place. Second place is Jacksonville Jaguars. They've won 3, lost 6. And the last is Tennessee Titans. They've won 2 games and lost 7. The AFC West, we've got Denver Broncos, 7-2. Kansas City Chiefs and Oakland Raiders are in second place, 4 games each. And San Diego Chargers are in last place with 2-7. Now, the National Football Conference, we got the New York Giants, 5-5. Second place is between Washington Redskins and Philadelphia Eagles. That's going to be interesting. And the Dallas Cowboys in third place with 2 games and 7 losses. I said 2 games and 7 losses. Okay, in the AFC North, we got Minnesota Vikings, 7 games and 2 losses. Kind of reverse. You see how that works, Dallas? But anyway, and Green Bay's in second place with 6-3. Chicago Bears, 4-5. Detroit Lions, 2-7. Again, that's 2-7. Okay, in the NFC South, we've got Carolina Panthers, 9-0. Woo, I would like to see the Panthers, y'all, play New England Patriots because they are both undefeated. Shoot, Carolina Panthers might go undefeated all the way, but I'll tell you who's on their heels is Atlanta Falcons. They're nipping. They're 6-3. If they can maintain and don't lose any more games, watch out, Carolina. Tampa Bay is in third place, and so is New Orleans Saints, 4-4. Now, the NFC West, we've got Arizona Cardinals, 7-2. Second place is the Rams and Seattle Seahawks, 4-4. And let's see, is that it? Yeah, that's, I thought it should be one more game, one more team. Maybe didn't print. Oh, they did. Yes, they did. San Francisco 49ers in last place with 3-6. Okay. So, there you go. Those are the standings. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you know I got to do News of the Weird. So, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to do News of the Weird and have a good laugh. Okay. Alrighty, thank you for listening to the show, all the people around the world from Australia, Philippines, Dubai, Japan, China, England, and France. You know what, let's stop for a minute, and I'm sorry I didn't do this earlier. For the staff of the Essence of Success Radio Network, we send our condolences, our love, and our prayers to the country of France, not just the bombings, but people that we don't know that are involved either directly or indirectly. So we send our prayers, our love, and our condolences to all of you. And believe me, we are behind you. A lot of people I noticed on Facebook page did their backing, their banner with France's colors, red, blue, white, and red, or red, white, and blue. Or they did their pictures, you know, their little pictures in France's colors. So I did my banner in your color, but yes, my heart, you know, we understand. So our hearts definitely go out to you, and God bless you. God bless you, everybody. Okay, well, now we'll go ahead and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right on back. Let me see. How about some more? That sound good? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, y'all.
I didn't realize I was off. I'm just talking. In news of the weird. Reoccurring theme. In October, Rezwan Hassan, 29, was sentenced to 11 years in prison for the illegal drugs enterprise he ran from his mother's basement in Rochdale, England. He had apparently avoided detection until March when the Greater Manchester Police arrived to question his brother. Hassan said his brother wasn't home and they left, but a frightened Hassan ran upstairs and began tossing 500 pounds of drugs out the window in preparation for his getaway. However, police had not yet driven away, and the first bag of a nearly $5 million stash happened to land right beside the police car. Now, just how stupid can you be? How stupid can you be? Okay. Police squad lives on. Hugo Castro, 28, wanted for questioning in October in San Jose, California, after his girlfriend was stabbed to death, helpfully presented himself at county jail. Well, the sheriff's deputy listened and then suggested Castro go find a San Jose police officer. Castro did, and the deputy, he was subsequently reassigned. Yeah, Frank. New Hampshire State Police laid down spike stop sticks in November to slow down a fleeing Joshua Buzza, 37, near Greenland, New Hampshire. Buzza was apprehended, but not before he managed to avoid the sticks while goading the drivers of the three police cars over them. Several tires were flattened. Yeah, think? Fort Bragg, North Carolina, declared an emergency on October 30th when one of his soldiers had the bright idea, y'all, to arrive for a Halloween party on base, dressed as a suicide bomber. With realistic-looking canisters and a wired vest. Gates to the Pulse, headquarters of Army Special Forces and Airborne Troops immediately went into extended lockdown, and a bomb disposal team was called. The soldier's name was not released, nor have we heard from him again. Okay, members of the New Orleans Vampire Association are not, of course, like Dracula or those Twilight characters, but rather people who are convinced that consuming other people's blood prevents illness or provides energy and thus seek donors to sit for regular or occasional slicings or pinpricks for friendship, money, or sex. Though some members have gone full gothic in dress and lifestyle, as described in an October Washington Post article, an academic researcher studying the community has concluded that the vampires generally exhibit no signs of mental illness. I guess not, because your ass is crazy, okay? Another human was shot by his dog. This time in October in Kosciuszko County, Indiana. Allie Carter's pooch had wandered over to Carter's shotgun on the ground and stepped on it, firing one round into Carter's left foot. Bonus. Carter's dog name is, wait for it, Trigger. Oh, God. Carter's dog name is Trigger. The next day at Washington Post, oh God, next day at Washington Post reporter searching news, archives found 12 more dogs shoot humans. Stories reported just since 2004. Wow. All but two from the gun intensive United States. Yeah, I heard that. Well, y'all, we're coming to a close. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Essence of Success Radio Network and my show in the studio with Lennox. Did we have a good time today? I tell you, I brought y'all up to date. Don't forget, we'll see about Joel Jackson and Miss Catherine. But she, you know, she need to kick him to a curb a long time ago. Okay. And definitely football, y'all, you got to turn into the show Saturday. No joke. It is really, really getting good now, collegiate as well as the NFL. So you want to turn in. Remember, Saturday morning, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, Dave the Ravis call, shout out and tailgate partying. So check that out. He is also on Facebook. I will be back on the air Friday evening from 4 to 6, but I'll be on Spreaker.com with Friday traffic jams. So I shall see you then. Otherwise, next Sunday, come on back, you regulars and new people for psychic readings. Thank you again so much for joining me today, and I hope the rest of your week goes as well as it today did. Thank you, and remember, if nobody's told you they love you, I do.